Morning, brothers and sisters, in our Lord Jesus Christ. It is the 31st of July in the year 2021. It is the Sabbath day. And I'm going to continue from last week regarding what I am now calling in this series, The Signs of the Times. Part 2, COVID Vaccine Religious Exemption Documents. These documents are very, very vital to our fight against this mark of the beast that the world leaders and those who are the synagogue of Satan wish to impose upon us. And we knew something like this was coming in Revelation, that Christians were going to be tested, tempted, and killed. Okay. Now the source material again is taken from an email from a ministry titled Upfront in the Prophetic, and it's dated 30 July 2021. Now, last week again, the Lord permitted me to deliver to you an email from Upfront in the Prophetic, and their website, by the way, to give them a plug, is upfrontintheprophetic.com. And again, this is all going into the PDF. So be sure that you look at the PDF. And the email address for them, I guess the two of them that are on there is Alan and Francine. Okay, again, upfrontintheprophetic.com. Okay. The article that I'm going to be reading today, it can be accessed at, and I'll give you the website here, it's https://news.gab.com. Okay, and again, it's the link is here in the PDF. Be sure to go to the PDF and then you can easily click it or copy and paste it into your browser. It is vital that those who are listening today, again, be diligent in sharing the message and the PDF with everyone you know that calls themselves a Christian. It's important. I mean, all doctrine aside, if a person calls himself a Christian, they're going to be tagged. Our enemies don't care what doctrine we hold to. Okay? So again, and share this also with your Catholic friends, your Hindu friends, okay, because whoever, whatever religion they profess, okay, because this is our really only way out in the sake of the courts, you know, for those of us who don't get killed in the war, if it does manage to go to court, and there is a civil magistrate that's godly, we're going to need this, okay? And again, this is not for my sake, personally, or for the ministry, as I work for free, and always have worked for free. Thank God I've never had to take a penny from any of you, nor do I want it, okay? And my treasure is stored in heaven. Now here's the opening of the message from the poster of the document on Gab, and I'm quoting, quote, I've been receiving dozens of direct messages on Gab over the past week with people from all around the country sharing the horrors from inside the United States military and their places of employment regarding mandatory, non-FDA-approved, experimental COVID vaccinations. And again, remember, these are experimental. They're operating under emergency authorization. They are not fully approved by the FDA. And even if they were, like most, like all other vaccines are, some of the things in this that you're going to hear are in just regular vaccines, and you need to consider as a family whether you should even be taking them or not, okay? Many people are being forced to choose between feeding their families and getting injected with a potentially deadly experimental substance, okay? We know it's deadly. People are dropping dead like flies, yet they're never attributing it in the media to the COVID vaccine. Well, after what you've heard from last week, and also what you're going to hear this week, it'll be pretty easy to piece it all together and understand that it's this COVID vaccine that is causing all these heart attacks, unexplainable deaths, so on and so forth. This is a fundamental violation of not only human rights, which were, again, covered last week under the Nuremberg Code of 1947, but the religious rights under the First Amendment that we are guaranteed in the United States of America. Now, at the bottom of this post are Word documents and PDF files constructing what the creator of the documents calls a, quote, airtight religious exemption request, close quote, for the COVID vaccine if it is mandatory for you at work, school, or in the military. And again, I've given you the website. You can download the files at the website in the PDF and customize them to your individual scenario. And again, it's important. You need to download the documents. You need to read them all the way. The full document is everything necessary for a U.S. Army soldier to submit a religious exemption request to his immediate commander, with only certain portions needing to be edited to include your name, your unit, and other details. Now, again, I'm not going to read the military document because this is already going to be a long message. But I do have those documents. Please email me, whether you email me in my regular email or the sermon audio link. Again, I'll cover that in this, in the narration here. The religious and practical side supporting documents contain all the details giving both the religious reasons for why a Christian cannot receive the vaccine and the practical reasons for why it isn't actually necessary to receive the vaccine. The religious and practical side supporting documents are also separated in case you specifically need either one without the other. And again, I've downloaded everything already in case for some reason the website just mysteriously vanishes. I've got them, okay? Now, we are human beings made in the image of God. And again, I'm reading this guy's thing, not what I've taught on the image of God. But we have God-given human rights and should not be forced to choose between feeding our families and putting something that is potentially deadly into our bodies. As a reminder, Gab.com, that's G as in guillotine, A as in alpha, and B as in bravo, Gab.com, is the only social network on the internet that allows criticism and discussion about the experimental, non-FDA-approved COVID vaccine. God be with us all. Close quote. Right. Now we get to the documents. Now these are the documents. The ones I'm going to read here are shown on the Gab link. Okay? And again, I have copied them. And I've actually pasted all of these in a 56-page PDF file that's going to be attached to the sermon. Again, just in case for some reason that they are just erased by the enemies of the gospel. Now, the documents that are involved in this are, again, I've got Word and PDF. Okay? Vaccine exemption, full military. Vaccine exemption, practical side supporting document. Vaccine exemption, Orthodox Christian religious and practical supporting documents. I'm actually going to read those. And then there's a final one, which is a Catholic vaccine exemption template for you Roman Catholics. Although some of the evidence in these documents are coming from Orthodox archbishops and whatnot, so those may be suitable for those of you who will be given these documents from your Protestant friends. Okay, Roman numeral number one. Form for employees whose employers are requiring COVID-19 injections under emergency use authorization. And again, just like I said at the beginning, the vaccines are still being administered under emergency authorization. Okay, they are not fully approved. No matter what newspaper you read it from, it's not approved. And this is based on the Solari report, which was revised on July the 22nd in the year 2021. Now, here's a note to the employee. Okay, be sure to document the date and time you submit the form to your employer. Also document the date and time and their response if they refuse to sign it. Okay, and be ready. They're going to refuse to sign it. This thing is going to end up going to the courts, which is why you're getting it now. Okay? Note that the three other Solari report forms, that's 1, 2, and 3, are also available as downloadable PDFs. The Family Financial Disclosure Form for COVID-19 injections, which is Notice and Declaration of Parental Authority, requirement of disclosure and safety of medical treatments, and also form for students attending colleges or universities requiring COVID-19 injections under emergency use authorization, which I do not have, but I will look for them and download them. Okay, I'm not going to do a separate sermon on them all. Just know that I've got the document. This year should pretty much cover it for the COVID vaccine. Okay, introduction. The situation with COVID-19 injections is fluid and evolving rapidly. As of July 2021, three vaccines were being administered in the United States under Food and Drug Administration Emergency Use Authorization. The Pfizer BioNTech and Moderna mRNA injections and the Johnson & Johnson adrenovirus vector injection. The injection's regulatory status could soon change. On July the 16th, the Food and Drug Administration granted priority review to Pfizer's application for full approval of its COVID-19 vaccine for those age 16 and up. Okay? Moderna and Johnson & Johnson are also preparing to seek full approval. FDA officials have pledged to issue a decision with respect to the Pfizer application within 2 months, and though not intervening in the decision of government scientists. President Biden predicts full approval by September or October. Okay? Time is short. Time is very short. And remember also, brothers and sisters, the Food and Drug Administration, the Department of Justice, and the Center for Disease Control are not legislative bodies. They have no authority to issue mandates. None. Again, don't let the media fool you. Don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe. Okay? They do not have approval. They do not have authority. Those laws are made by state legislatures and the members of United States Congress. Approval would have significant workplace ramifications, assuming one or more shots receives full approval. Public health experts expect a wave of COVID-19 vaccine mandates, confidently anticipating that licensure will remove a significant legal and public relations barrier for businesses that want to or are being pressured to require vaccinations for their employees. Even under the emergency use authorization, one federal agency, the Department of Veterans Affairs, has already mandated on July the 26th the experimental injections for its healthcare personnel, setting a federal precedent for employee mandates that others may soon follow. And again, you need to have your documents ready to go. All your friends that you know, you need to get this stuff out to them so they can be ready to fight. Okay? That same day, the very same day, the Department of Justice, published an opinion stating that it is legal for public and private entities to mandate COVID vaccines, despite the injections being only approved for emergency use. American workers who do not wish to accept COVID-19 injections are thus in a very difficult position. And the genesis of these forms are to provide a tool for employees to use within the context of emergency use authorization with their employers who attempt to mandate still investigational COVID-19 injections. Scenario number one, with the possibility of full FDA approval in the fall. Scenario number two, the legal context for U.S. mandates will likely shift in significant ways. In the event of licensure, we will provide an updated form that reflects the altered regulatory circumstances. God willing, it won't get that far. God willing, people will really share this and have everybody armed and ready to go. To protest, to cry out loud, not to hide on social media and post, because all that stuff's going to get you banned anyway. You're going to have to be prepared to show your face, to declare that you are a Bible-believing and a Bible-walking Christian. There's no way out. Okay? Now, under both scenarios, we anticipate that a form of this type will remain a critically important tool for employees determined to educate their employers about the full set of physical and financial risks they are asking their workers to incur. Employees should strongly consider reviewing the form with employers and also sharing it with coworkers. Again, this is all dependent on share, 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 and then when you're done sharing, share it again. This could result in a positive outcome for employees. It could. I mean, and I'm going to interject here with a little bit of preaching. It's going to either work out one of two ways. It's either going to work, and you're going to avoid getting the shot, or it's not going to work, and you're going to have to decide, are you going to live for Christ, or are you going to capitulate to the devil? Remember, the scriptures teach, if you lose your life for my sake, the same will find it. Okay? If you try to save your own life, you're going to lose it. Remember, this is the most important thing that any of us as professing Christians have ever had to encounter. This is the time. The sign of the time. Okay? And if used widely, it could be a game changer. Okay? So now we're going to break into the scenarios. Scenario number one, emergency use authorization. Now, many employers are trying to deny employees their right to choose and their regular right to bodily integrity. You know, my body, my choice. By requiring emergency use authorization COVID-19 vaccines as a condition of employment. Okay? Under the emergency use authorization, however, such requirements are a violation of the law. We anticipate that the DOJ opinion on the legality of the emergency use authorization mandates should and will be challenged. And you can bet the farm it's going to happen. Mandates are also a violation of fundamental human and religious rights. The provisions of the 2005 Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness, or the acronym is PREP, the PREP Act, and a February 2020 declaration by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary mean that pharmaceutical companies cannot be held liable for injuries or deaths caused by the emergency use authorization COVID-19 injections. Okay? However, other companies, institutions, and individuals can be held liable. Well, guess what? We've already learned from last week that those pharmaceutical companies they can be held liable under the Nuremberg Code of 1947. They can be held liable. Again, knowledge is power, brothers and sisters. And however, other companies, institutions, and individuals can be held liable on the grounds that the injections are under EUA, Emergency Use Authorization, and are not formally licensed. Well, many healthcare providers are refusing service to individuals injured by the COVID-19 injections, and health and life insurance companies are declining coverage for vaccine-related injuries and deaths. And believe it, brothers and sisters, you know what's happening. People, all the deaths, which were not COVID-19, were labeled COVID-19, and guess what? Have invalidated the insurance policies. This is some really sinister and insidious stuff. And this denial of care and coverage poses a serious threat to the physical and financial well-being of employees presented with a requirement to get a COVID injection. Perhaps even more so than the possibility of losing their job for not being vaccinated. Medical bills for vaccinated individuals with serious injuries have already exceeded $1 million a pop in some cases. Now, under the PREP Act, the vaccine injured may submit a claim to the Countermeasures Injury Compensation Program, or CICP. But the CICP historically have rejected 92% of the claims and has not yet compensated a single COVID injection claim. Now, reviewing this form with employers may open their eyes to the regulations in place and the liability that they may and will certainly face that they may otherwise not be aware of. Now, if an employer should decide to accept the required experimental COVID-19 injection, well, these forms also provide a mechanism to insist on a signature from the employer's representative that will hold the company liable. If the employer's representative refuses to sign the form, they, and that may be an indicator of the company's concerns about potential liability, and should prompt an immediate discussion about how the employee can continue working for the company without being injected. Okay, there's the first scenario. Now we move on to scenario number two, which is the full approval. Before the COVID-19 workplace vaccine mandates for adults were on a state-by-state basis and primarily focused on hepatitis B and influenza vaccination in healthcare settings, often allowing some accommodation for disability or religious beliefs. Under a scenario of full FDA approval for COVID-19 injections, a broader cross-section of employers well beyond the healthcare arena, like Bill Gates, will likely feel emboldened or pressured to impose workplace mandates. In other words, it's their version of CYA. I'm not going to say that in case children are listening, but the grown-ups, you know what I'm talking about. Evoking the specter of potentially severe COVID illnesses, some commentators are suggesting that the process for granting medical or religious exemptions may look a little different. That is, to be more restrictive. If COVID-19 injections lose their emergency authorization status and receive full FDA approval, they would no longer enjoy the liability protection conferred by the PREP Act. However, if the FDA extends full approval to children, that is, those under the age of 18, as is widely anticipated, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend COVID-19 injections for routine administration to children or pregnant women, well, manufacturers and healthcare providers will be protected from liability for COVID vaccine-related injuries and deaths under the 1986 National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. From that point on, the only avenue available for compensation would be the notoriously stingy and difficult to navigate National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. Okay? Below are the notes. There are notes or footnotes in there. Okay, the footnotes are all in here in case you want to go and double check, which I would recommend you do. Don't just take my word for it. Look it up. Research it. Be a Berean, so to speak. Okay? Here's some from, or here are the legal resources. I will read the legal resources. Okay? If you find yourself in a predicament with a company that refuses to hear you out and does not provide you with required information or threatens termination of your employment, here are a few potential resources for attorneys. Number one, America's Frontline Doctors. AFLDS provides an intake form on their website that you can fill out and submit. And they will search for an attorney in your area who are taking on this type of case. And there is, of course, a small fee for the search. And, of course, attorneys have their own fees. But again, this is about keeping food on the table for your family and fighting back. On the 19th of July in the year 2021, America's Frontline Doctors also filed a motion seeking immediate injunctive relief to halt administration of the emergency use authorization COVID-19 injection to anyone age 18 and younger. Anyone who has recovered from the virus, and all Americans who have not received informed consent as defined by federal law. Below that are the links to the websites. Okay? Again, you're going to have to get the PDF. Don't be afraid. You're not paying anything for it. Another one is the Health Freedom Defense Fund. This nonprofit is working to address unethical and unlawful masking, testing, and vaccine mandates through focused legal actions. Resources for employer or employees include a notice to employers, a vaccine notice, that compulsory COVID-19 vaccinations imposed by employers on their employees violates federal law. Okay? And that's healthfreedomdefense.org. Here's another one. Informed Consent Action Network. ICANN's legal team is offering to assist employees who are being required by an employer to receive a COVID-19 injection. State level. Okay? If you find yourself needing an attorney for a vaccine injury case, you can try looking through this state list. Again, the website's next to it. Medical and Scientific Resources. Comprehensive, high-integrity medical and scientific information, including briefs and reports summarizing what is known about the risks of COVID-19 injections and adverse events. They are available and routinely updated at the following websites. Again, this is all the stuff that you're never going to see on the television, brothers and sisters. America's Frontline Doctors, again. In addition to its legal resources, AFLDS's website includes information about COVID-19 treatments, issue briefs on post-vaccination complications and other topics, and numerous other resources. Children's Health Defense is on here. In addition to reporting on vaccine safety topics, via its flagship online news outlet, The Defender, CHD, the Children's Health Defense, offers a Fighting COVID Mandates toolkit and related resources, a series of e-books, including e-books on vaccine mandates and protection of individual rights, a research library, and a community corner. That website is childrenshealthdefense.org. Another one, is Doctors for COVID Ethics. That's D4CE. Among the excellent resources provided by this group of doctors and scientists from 30 countries are Letters to Physicians for New Scientific Discoveries Regarding the Safety and Efficacy of the COVID-19 Vaccine, which warns that all physicians must reconsider the ethical issues surrounding vaccination. And a 23-page expert statement outlining the serious risks of the Pfizer injection. The European brand name is Comirnaty, spelled C-O-M-I-R-N-A-T-Y, in children. That website is doctors4covidethics.org. Now we get to forms for employers requiring COVID-19 injections under emergency use authorization. Notice to employer. As your employer, I request that you review this document, provide the requisite information, and sign the form in regards to your requirement that employees get a COVID-19 emergency use authorization investigational vaccine. Number one, if I agree to receive the vaccine, does my employee health benefit insurance plan provide complete coverage should I experience an adverse event or even death? Number two, as an employer, does my life insurance policy provide any coverage in the event that I die from receiving an emergency use authorization COVID-19 injection? Again, now I'm reading through the forms that you're going to actually fill out or print out and deliver to your employer. And there's space below for the employer's answer. And again, this is all legality here. Okay, they're not going to have any choice. If they refuse, you get their name, their number, the date, so on and so forth. Keep all documentation. You'll be better off if you do. Number three, as an employee, will you be providing workers' compensation, disability insurance, or other resources if I have an adverse event to the vaccine and am unable to come to work for so many days, weeks, or months, or even if I'm disabled for life? Now again, these things are happening that the media are not disclosing. Number four, the Food and Drug Administration requires that emergency use authorization vaccine recipients be provided with certain vaccine-specific information to help them make an informed decision about vaccination. Okay, now there are certain things that need to be in these packets of information. Okay, first and foremost, which I'm not sure whether the guy wrote yet. Okay, here we go. Yeah, he did. Okay, number one, EUA fact sheets that must be provided are specific to each authorized COVID-19 injection and are developed by the manufacturers, whether they be Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson. And the fact sheets must provide up-to-date information on the injections and their ingredients. That's a key statement. The ingredients of the vaccine, which no one has ever heard of. We don't know what's in it. And the websites of the manufacturers don't list it. Okay, this is all part of informed consent, brothers and sisters, knowing what's in the shot. Vaccine recipients must also receive information about adverse events, okay, which we're not getting, by the way, and any attempt to try to publish those have elicited bans from Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Anytime we try to get the information out, they say, oh, no, you're wrong, boom, delete, block, suspend, whatever, okay? So again, all of these things have to be on the NA spec sheets. Have you read, understood, and provided me and all other employees with these fact sheets and current information on adverse events? And can you furnish a list of vaccine ingredients guaranteed to be complete, so that I, or even we, can make an educated decision. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, COVID-19 Vaccine Emergency Use Authorization Fact Sheets for Recipients and Caregivers. Okay? There's a website next to it. This is from the CDC. Number 5. Have you reviewed the material adverse events experienced to date by people who have received the Emergency Use Authorization COVID-19 injection reported to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System? Or VAERS. Okay? 2 of number 5. Reported adverse events include death, anaphylaxis, blood clots, and related complications, heart problems, that's myocarditis and pericarditis, neurological disorders, autoimmune disorders, other chronic and inflammatory conditions, blindness and deafness, infertility, fetal damage, miscarriage, and stillbirth. And again, they've got a little space to provide their answers. Number 6. You see what these side effects are? It's mind-blowing. Especially the one on infertility, because we know that globalists are eugenicists, and they want to kill 3/4 of the Earth's population anyway. What better way to do it than to make them men and women infertile? Crazy stuff. Okay, continuing. Number 6. The FDA's guidance on emergency use authorization of medical products requires the FDA to, quote, ensure that the recipients are informed to the extent practicable, given the applicable circumstances, that they have the option to accept or refuse the emergency use authorization product. Now, are you aware of this statement? Have you informed all the employees that they have the option to refuse? Again, there's space below for the employer to fill out. Number 7, with respect to the emergency use of unapproved product, the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, Title 21, U.S. Code, 360BBB-3, Echo, 1, Alpha, 2, those two lowercase i's, 1 through 3, reiterate that individuals be informed of the accept or refuse administration of the product and of the consequences, if any, of refusing administration of the product and of the alternatives to the product that are available and of their benefits and their risks. In the event that the FDA decided to grant full approval to the COVID-19 vaccines, state legislation would be required to allow companies to mandate the COVID-19 injections. And are you aware of these facts? Number 8. EUA products are unapproved, unlicensed, and experimental under the Nuremberg Code of 1947, which we covered last week, which is the ethical foundation of, or which is the foundation of ethical medicine, that no one may be coerced to participate in a medical experiment. The individual's consent is absolutely essential. No court has ever upheld a mandate for an emergency use authorization vaccine. In DOE, number 1, versus Rumsfeld, 297F Supplement 2D119, year 2003. A federal court held that the U.S. military could not mandate emergency use authorization vaccines for soldiers. The United States cannot demand that members of the armed forces also serve as guinea pigs for experimental drugs. Isn't that something? I got out of the military in 2004. So, yes, I was experimented on and didn't know I could fight it. Oh, well. Okay? Are you aware of this? I mean, this is some serious stuff, brothers and sisters. Your employers are going to freak. Okay? Second, in the United States, see Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. And again, there's a website, https://vaers.hhs.gov. CDC wonder about the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Okay, again, there's an email address there. You'll see it in the PDF. Make sure you download the PDF. And actually, it would be better if you'd read the PDF while you're listening to the sermon. That way you can be along with me. It's a lot easier on the brain to not get lost. Okay? U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Emergency Use Authorization of Medical Products and Related Authorities. Guidance. Again, the key word here is guidance, not law. These are all just guidance that's coming. That's all they can do is offer guidance. They can't make laws. Guidance for industry and other stakeholders. Some more of that stuff. Again, it's all on the file here. There's like, five different examples that they're using for this. Number 9. United States Code of Federal Regulations and the FDA require the informed consent of human subjects for medical research. The emergency use authorization COVID-19 injections are unapproved, unlicensed, investigational vaccines that are still in their experimental stage. It is unlawful to conduct medical research on a human being, even in the event of an emergency, unless steps are taken to secure the full informed consent of all the participants. Are you aware of this? Number 10. According to Federal Trade Commission, or FTC, guidelines, any FTC's Truth in Advertising, promotional materials, and especially materials involving health-related products, cannot mislead consumers, omit important information, or express claims. All of this falls under the rubric of deceptive advertising. Kind of like those COVID commercials that show all the kids having fun. You know, you can get back to this as long as you take the vaccine. And then they drop in the CDC website about vaccines. They fall straight into the trap. I mean, these guys are limitless. They would have made Mengele proud. Truly. Deceptive advertising, whereby a company is providing or endorsing a product, whether presented in the form of an ad, on a website, through email, on a poster, or in the mail. For example, statements such as, all employees are required to get the COVID-19 vaccine to make the workplace safe. Or, it's safe and effective, and yet leave out critical information. Kind of like, believe the science, but yet they never talk about the science. Like Fauci does all the time. Okay? I kind of got lost here on this subject here. Critical information includes the facts that COVID-19 injections are unapproved EUA vaccines that may or may not prevent COVID, won't necessarily make the workplace safer, and could in fact cause harm. Not providing links or attachments of the manufacturer's fact sheets, also called MSDS, or material data safety sheets, and current information on adverse events is, in fact, omitting safety information. Are you aware of this? Number 11. Since the COVID lockdowns began over 1 year ago, there have been over 178 reported breaches of unsecured protected health information. Incidents investigated by the Office for Civil Rights. Now, these breaches exposed millions of people's personal health information. Although many incidents were attributed to hacking, which is always their go-to, some of the breaches to PHI fell directly under the 1996 Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, or HIPAA. Talk about HIPAA rights being violated. Such as sharing a patient's or a person's information with an unauthorized individual, or even incorrectly handling a PHI. Can you please explain your obligations to me under HIPAA law with respect to your requirement that I receive this injection? Trust me, brothers and sisters, your employer's mouth is going to hit the floor, and he's going to be saying, I got something to do, I can't go through this, and I don't have time for this right now. No, you need to make time. Force them to stay. If they walk out, you have them sign that document saying, I walked out at such and such a time. Cover yourselves. Number 12. Whereas pharmaceutical companies that manufacture emergency use authorization vaccines have been protected from liability related to injuries or deaths caused by experimental agents, since the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act was enacted in 2005 after Hurricane Katrina. And companies and all other institutions or individuals, there's a website, https://www.govregs.com. Okay, Chapter 1, Part 50, Subpart B, Section 50, Number 24, Regulation. Federal Trade Commission advertising. Oh, actually, you know what? That's the end of it, I believe. No, it's not. Yeah, this is still under number 12. Okay, I'd actually recommend that you just read number 12 here, because it coming across in the sermon, it may confuse some folks if you're not confused already. Unsecured protected health information. That is, who mandate experimental vaccines on any human being are not protected from liability. Are you aware that you do not enjoy such liability protection? Ooh. Now you're going to see your employer sweating. Sweating, leg moving, hands twitching. Number 13. Are you aware that employees could file a civil suit against you should they suffer an adverse event, death, or termination from their place of employment? There's some more space for the employer to fill out. As the legally authorized officer of the employer/company, I have read all of the above information and have provided my employees with all the information that FDA requires be provided to recipients of the COVID-19 injections, and hereby agree to assume 100% financial responsibility for covering any and all expenses from adverse events, including death, through insurance coverage or directly. In addition, I affirm that the employee will not be subjected to the loss of their job should they decline to receive a COVID-19 injection. And then there's some space for a signature, space for authorized officer of company requiring injection, and the company date, employee, and the company date, a witness, and the company date. This is some great stuff. I'm going to continue with it. Congressional Research Service, the PREP Act and COVID-19, limiting liability for medical countermeasures, updated. As the reading of these documents, I will only read what applies to civilians. I have downloaded the Word document and PDF of the paperwork for military personnel. Please email me and I'll send you the military package. My email, again, is DwayneAllenLynn@gmail.com. or you can click the link in the Sermon Audio website or app, and I'll get the message that way. I would actually prefer you do that. I'll now have to change my password in case the enemies of the gospel want to try to hack my email account. I now go to the portion pertaining to those of us who would use the religious exemption to address the threatened vaccines. And this applies to all religions. And note, I'm not endorsing these other religions or their doctrines and other religious practices. I'm just reading the document. The comments within as supporting documentation for their religion are from those clergy of said religion. And actually, you know what? I take that back. I'm going to stop right here because I've gone pretty long on this. I'll go ahead and do a part three to this. Because right now I'm only at page 17 of 56. So it's a long way to go. I don't want to lose anybody on it. The PDF is going to be available with all of it. If you want to, you know, bypass me reading it to you, that's fine. Most important thing in all of this, brothers and sisters, professors of our Lord Jesus Christ, again, share, share, and share again. You don't want to get caught at the judgment seat when you had an opportunity to try to stop this thing before it gets worse. Because it is my personal belief, and I'm sure many of you who are listening believe the same thing, that we are in the age of Armageddon. Never in our history has anything so seductive and insidious, deliberate, been imposed on the Christian religion. Or even the non-religion. I mean, this is affecting everybody. Atheists, agnostics, Christians, Protestants, Catholics, Hindus, you name it. Everybody's in danger. We who are of the Lord Jesus Christ need to be that light, that beacon on the top of a hill, and show them the way. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless and preserve you all. This is your narrator/preacher, Dwayne Lynn, signing off.